My name's Jim Nelson. As I told you a couple of times already, I'm joined in the studio by an old friend, longtime friend, we'll say it that way. Maybe that's a little nicer, but I think I just dated both of us, Melissa. It's Melissa Etheridge joining me in the studios today. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, Jim. So happy to be here.
Thank you. I was thinking about this. I have gotten together with you to talk about pretty much every album that you've ever done. And I just don't know that I have any more questions.
That's what I was thinking. What's he going to ask
me? Maybe this time you should ask me something.
Well, I walked in and noticed a huge change in you. So, yeah, I got lots of questions.
Well, I'm not on my 12th album, though, so I don't know that I have as much to talk about. But Melissa has just released her 12th album. It's called, really, 12 already?
At least. That's not counting
the Christmas album
and
all that
album,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's called This Is Me. And we're going to talk about it in depth here over the next few minutes. Melissa's got her, that old friend of hers, that Ovation 12-string acoustic guitar. She's going to play a song for us live. And we'll talk about also a show this Friday evening at the Orpheum Theater downtown. We'll get into that in a little bit. The first thing, though, Melissa, I wanted to, it's like you got a new album. I listened to it. And it's like, yep, it's Melissa, the great melodies, that voice, the big topics, the hooks. And then I delved into it a little bit deeper and I realized, oh, this is not the same Melissa. It's like, all right, so since the last time you were here, you have a new wife,
yes.
You have a new team,
yes.
You have a new label,
yes.
You have new co-producers, mm. New co-writers, new backing musicians.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so this is not the same Melissa. So tell me about all this. This is a major change for you in the last, I think it's been like a year and a half or so since I last saw you.
Yes, what, exactly.
What, you kind of blew everything up and started over again, didn't you?
And why not?
So how did all the, you worked with a whole bunch of different producers and musicians that you've never worked with before. How did all that happen and how did it go?
Well, it all started about, it's about a year and a half ago. I'd finished my last album was 4th Street Feeling, and I really enjoyed that. Island Records did the best that they could in this, day and age of putting records out in a digital world, which the business is very, very different now.
Yep.
And I had made, big changes in my personal life. I had my last breakup a few years ago, and then fell in love and had a whole new personal relationship and with myself. And so that change then came into my professional life because I was actually working on a box set. I thought that was the next thing I was going to do, was a box set. And I started listening to all the tracks that didn't make it, to all the albums, all the songs that I thought weren't good enough. And I started listening with different ears. And I thought, well, that's not bad. That's actually good. And I started kind of loving myself a little bit more in my past and really kind of taking in the work that I had done. And I thought, this is okay. And I got pictures together. I went into my storage space and, how those are. And I pulled out all that, stuff from the 80s. And I'm like, listen to this and finding all this crazy stuff. And it made me want to sort of push off of that energy into something new. And I had felt that my career was just fine. I can go to cities and people will come hear me play no matter if I have an album out or not. And that's really priceless in this day and age in the music business. Yet I wasn't happy with that. I didn't just want to go sing, come to my window and bring me some water, although those are awesome songs that I still love to sing. I wanted to create music that I could connect with people again like I did. And so I said, I think this starts with just cleaning house. And I got new management. I got new, and the management then showed me that I could get a new record situation where it's not a large label anymore. An artist like myself that has a following, that has a social media presence and is out there can own their own record, which is something I never did with the other 11 records. If you want to play Come to My Window in your movie, Island Records gets paid for it, and they just own the masters, they do. So this is the first record that I actually own. Now, the difference, of course, is I don't have the big, corporate money up front. So the way that you do it now in this industry here in this city is you meet with other writer producers who have their little studios right here in the corner, you know, of their closet or wherever they're,
right.
John Levine has a wonderful studio down at Hollywood and Vine in a, where it used to be an old bank, and it's just like an old office, you know, and it's just really cool places where with technology, they can create things that used to take, you know, massive studios to make and 2 weeks to make. And they can do it on spec, and you do it, you know, on, where you make these demos of the songs, and if it's like, yeah, we want to move forward with that song, then you give them a piece of the back end, and so you're collaborating. So it was more of a collaboration than I've ever done. I usually just write all the songs and go in, and a producer works with them, and you know they're good. This I would go in with nothing, and we would create from, you know, the bottom up, and it was. I think that's why you get some really fresh melodies, because I didn't overthink myself, where a lot of times when I'm in a room by myself, I'll just, oh, no, not that. I've already done that. You know, that sort of thing. These guys were like, no, this is what you do, you know. So it feels like you recognize it, yet it's in a new situation.
Well, one of the songs that came out of that on the new album, This Is Me, we're talking to Melissa Etheridge here on KCSN, is a song called Take My Number. It was the first single, came out a couple of months or so before the album. And you've got that Ovation guitar there strapped on your shoulder. Could I coax you into playing that song for us?
Let's do it.
All right, Melissa Etheridge live on KCSN.
Down next to you. Hey, I remember you from school. You seem to have a good heart. Well, way back then, you were gonna make it big. It's divorce now with a couple kids. That brings you back to these parts. Everybody stumbles, everybody hits the ground. No use running scared when those changes come around. And you don't know what might be waiting for you tonight. You really shouldn't drive, you've had too much to drink. You should not be alone, for all you're gonna do is think. So take my number, or I can take you home, yeah. You find a cup of coffee, we can sit all night and talk. And there's a diner always open, just around the block. So take my number, or I can take you home. Oh, all those dreams that were gonna set us free. What did we ever know at 23 about what we really want? Yeah. Everybody's got a fire, it's always gonna burn. No way to put it out, all we ever do is learn. And you don't know what might be waiting for you tonight. You really shouldn't drive. Too much to drink. You shouldn't be alone, for all you're gonna do is think. So take my number, or I can take you home, yeah. When you find a cup of coffee, we can sit all night and talk. And there's a diner always open, just around the block. So take my number, or I can take you home. Take you home, take you home, honey, I can take you home. Do you mind sit down next to you. Well, I remember you from school. You seem to have a real good heart. You really should not drive. You've had too much to drink. You shouldn't be alone where all you're gonna do is think. Take my number, I can take you home. We can find a cup of coffee. We can sit all night and talk. There's a diner always open just around the block. Take my number, I can take you home. Take my number, or I can take you home.
Exhibiting that exemplary sense of pop melody, as you always do. That's Melissa Etheridge live in the KCSN studios. Take My Number is the song from her new album, This Is Me. Love that. Front row seats for you and your acoustic. That's awesome, Melissa. Thank you. Now, since the last time we talked, you've gotten married. Congratulations on that. Good stuff always. But some of the lyrics on the songs on this album, if I'm not missing the point, sound like they might have been written prior to you meeting your new wife. It sounds like maybe some of these were written over a period of time. What time frame were these new songs all written?
No, these all were written within the last year. I started in January. Yeah, and finished. So now, but the subjects are very those. You know, I can go into my mind like that song. You know, that's not. You know, that's not a situation I'm in now. Yet it came from a thought of wow, knowing where I just come from and what it's like when you divorce and you've got a couple kids and you're. It's like oh, this is just. You know, I'm giving up on all of this. And it's kind of a song to myself where I'm saying to myself, hey, you don't know what's going to happen tonight. You don't know. So come on, just be in the moment and tomorrow's a new day and that sort of thing.
All right. Excellent. One of the other new songs on the album that I thought might have been written a while ago is called A Little Hard-Hearted. Mm. And that features, and I'm going to probably butcher her name, so help me out, Nayla Pacharek?
Yes, Nayla Pacharek. Yes,
all right.
She's the
from the Lumineers.
Yeah, cellist, and she's the girl in the Lumineers.
Right,
amazing. Found out she was a fan of mine last year, and it just happened. Our paths completely crossed in perfectly. Like the 2 days I was going to be in the studio, she was actually in L.A. because she's a Denver girl. And she was able to come in, and I just wanted her to come and play cello, and she said, hey, I'd love to sing, and I said, sure. And she ended up just nailing this part on this song.
Yeah, she opens the song, doesn't she?
Just blew us away. I love, because the song is, it's about, you know, taking the past, taking the horrible breakup, a horrible thing, and just saying, you know what, I can push against this. I can, you know, be mad about it. I can throw dirt back. I can do whatever. Or I can say, hey, you know what? I don't want to be hard-hearted. Let me just, then it was over. Can we move on? And I like starting with Nayla kind of singing with this kind of, it's like a, just abandoned, you know, she just sings with this freedom that I really think represents the song.
Yeah, it's beautiful. For those of you who haven't heard Melissa's new album yet called This Is Me, so many great songs on there, including A Little Hard-Hearted. The one that really jumped out at me and forced me to listen repeatedly, we're going to listen to from the CD here in a moment. It's a song that I've played on KCSN a couple of different times, and it broaches a subject that I know that that's important to you, Melissa, and you and I have talked about it at times over the years. It's a very broad subject. In fact, I would say that over eons, religious leaders and philosophers have talked about the connectedness of everything, but maybe a little more recently, even scientists are now starting to scientifically identify that there is, in fact, a quantifiable connection between absolutely everything in the universe. Scientists call it the field. Mm-hmm. And you call it a little bit of you, a little bit of me, or maybe it's the other way around, a little bit of me, a little bit of you. Tell me about, I mean, you made it human, that connection in your song here. Tell me about that.
Thank you for recognizing that. I went through a big, well, you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago. And having that experience of really stopping my life and taking a look and going, whoa, what is all this? And having been, I was 43 at the time, and having having had a certain amount of success and in this material world that you would think, you know, would be, you know, the ultimate goal, and then realizing that I don't have fulfillment with the success and what's all that, and then I get breast cancer, and it really enabled me to have one of those enlightened moments, one of those, you know, life-changing moments where you say, whoa, wait, something else is going on here. And I began to read, like, which is, you know, where it leads you. You just read tons and tons of books, and you realize that it is a subject that has been around forever, that it is the other half of us, of our consciousness. You know, most of us exist 100% in the very awake and aware problem-solving consciousness all day long. We have to, you know, go to work because we have to have money, and then we have to pay, and then that's our life. Well, there's a whole another part of our existence, which is the more right-brained, intuitive, in the moment. You know, in the 60s, it was the hippies, you know, that had this thought. And that thought has lived on through the 70s and the 80s. I started hearing about it in the 80s. Those of us who were sort of disenchanted with organized religions and sort of the story that was kind of given to us, like, be good now so that you can have heaven later. That's that sort of thought. So I mean, I can talk about this for hours. We're going to be on the radio for 2 hours. But what I did, understanding that, taking that path, it's a spiritual path. It's one that I think as we get older, people, you just start to go on because it's a natural part of human evolution,
right,
each
right.
of us. And once you start it, my whole purpose, my whole joy is creating music, is sharing, you know, human experience with you know, humans and sharing that energy and performing. That's my experience. So I, from the awakening on, there's a lot of songs like this where I talk about, hey, you know, something else is going on here. We're connected. We're very different. And this song on this album is probably what I had in mind was. Do you remember? You were alive then. And some of us were in the 70s. When the first time we heard "I'd Like to Teach the World
sure.
to Sing," it
the
was a Coca-Cola commercial,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But it was one of the first, like, images of, you know, it had people of all races holding hands, mm-hmm. and it was this. Really, and it was a song that you just yeah. hummed, and it was just a very, very simple song. And I thought, what if I could create a simple song with this really intense, large thought in it, in a simple song? And this is what I came up with.
Let's listen to it now. We're going to play it right off the CD with the full arrangement, including some banjo, which is a nice sound on Melissa Etheridge's music. This is from the album This Is Me, A Little Bit of Me, A Little Bit of You on KCSN. Afraid of anybody you see, there's a little bit of you and a little bit of me. Great song from Melissa Etheridge on her new album, This Is Me. Melissa's joined me in the studio today for a little bit of lighthearted conversation about the biggest topic in the universe.
Indeed.
And Melissa, I got one more question for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guarantee you that I've never asked you about this before. What do you think of that?
I can't wait.
You're playing the Orpheum Theater this Friday.
There.
You see how I've never asked you about that before?
Yes, you haven't.
You're playing the Orpheum downtown this Friday, and you are bringing along some friends of yours with cameras and lights and action, right?
It's going to be a big show. It's fun because it's in, you know, my hometown. LA is now my hometown for over 30 years. And I'm going to bring friends that I met in North Carolina.
Some friends of mine also.
Delta Ray.
Yeah, great band.
Don't you love that song, If I Loved You? Just that song. Yep. Just, well, I first heard that song, and then we became, you can tweet people now. It's amazing. You just reach out and tweet them, which just sounds weird. But, and I met them there, and so I was doing the show, and I know I'm filming it for Access, AXS. That's that, that awesome channel. You see live music. It's great. And so I asked them if they wanted to come sing. So they're going to come sing on a couple songs. It's going to be just a blast. It's the last show of the tour, so it's guaranteed to be a blowout.
So you know what? I think it's really cool, must be cool being you, because you ask people to come play with you, and they do. Neela from the Lumineers, Delta Ray, this guy named Bruce one time played with you on VH1. I mean, how cool must that be? Because I've asked Bruce over and over and over.
And he just won't.
He doesn't even respond. That's all right. What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? So we're talking with Melissa Etheridge here on KCSN. And as always, it's great to see you. And it's great to see your smile and ask you some silly questions about music that you make. And I'm thinking that we must do this again sometime.
I'm thinking that we will.
I think it's destined to be, isn't it? Best of wishes on the album and the show. And now that you're done touring for a bit, you get to be home with the family.
Yes.
It's all good stuff. Thank you so much for coming by today.
You bet.
You're listening to 88.5 KCSN, Melissa Etheridge. And again, the show is this Friday evening at the Orpheum Theater. And the new album is called This Is Me. And it's great stuff from Melissa.